For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The drought that's impacted so many parts of our region is also presenting major challenges for livestock producers. The lack of corn crop this year has led to higher feed prices for cattle, and that's forcing livestock producers into a difficult choice. Do they sell their cattle now at a loss or hold on to them in hopes of getting better prices down the road? Kevin Willis has our report.
It's a Monday afternoon at the Farmers Livestock Market in Barron County, and that means it's time for another cattle auction. Several hundred livestock owners and buyers from throughout southern and central Kentucky are here today, sitting in stadium-style seating as cattle are brought out one at a time through a double-door entrance. The animals are paraded around an elevated booth where two workers sit. One is an auctioneer, the other helps point out those who have placed bets on the animals. The whole process lasts no longer than 30 seconds usually. A winning bid is placed and the animal is shooed through a double-door exit on the other side of the auctioneer's booth. One farmer in attendance on this day told WKU Public Radio these auctions usually go from 2 to 11 p.m. These auctions are part of the nitty-gritty of getting things like hamburgers, steaks, and milk onto our dinner tables. And for many livestock producers in our area, the drought that decimated this year's corn crop is presenting a real dilemma on what to do about cattle sales.
Well, we've moved several cattle, much earlier than normal. You just kind of run out of pasture, and the feed's really too high to feed them, totally.
J.J. Childers runs an 800-acre farm in LaRue County where he raises livestock. The lack of rainfall and extreme heat devastated the corn crop that should be going to market now. Much of that corn would have ended up in cattle feed. This means feed costs have skyrocketed, placing a major financial strain on livestock producers like Childers.
The feed cost sometimes gets $125 a ton for some of these mixed rations. Now it's approximately probably $240, and they're thinking it's probably go to $300, so you're looking at over twice the cost for production.
Those higher costs led Childers to conclude it was in his best interest to sell his cattle earlier than usual in order to avoid paying high feed prices over the next few months. This is a pattern Mike Bullock has seen a lot lately. Bullock is an agriculture instructional specialist with Bowling Green Technical College. He spends a lot of his time speaking with farmers about the quality and quantity of their crop yields and livestock production. Bullock says the glut of livestock going on the market recently has caused an overall decline in the number of heads of cattle being raised by producers.
Right now, nationwide, I think the beef numbers are the lowest since they have been back in the 50s. And you kind of wonder about that, but then also look at what the population and the needs were 1950 versus what the population is today.
So what does this mean for consumers? Bullock says in the short term, the high volume of cattle on the market could cause beef prices at the grocery store to drop a bit or at least stabilize. But by next spring, the opposite will happen. There will be fewer cattle on the market, and that should lead to higher prices for lovers of burgers and steaks. It should be pointed out not all cattle producers are selling early. A few producers who spoke to WKU Public Radio at the recent auction in Barron County said they were willing to roll the dice and hold on to their animals in hopes that prices will rebound later. And many farmers in our region say the drought and high cost of animal feed is simply part of the up-and-down cycle they live with. Barron County livestock producer and farmer Bill Chase says he remains optimistic. Besides, he said, if it wasn't for the drought, corn farmers would have cashed in this year because of the record high prices on commodities markets.
It'll be another 14, 15 months down the road before another corn crop's made, but after that and we get land back out, it'll probably be better than ever.
Chase and other farmers in our listening area have their fingers crossed. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.